I think we'd better go home, right now, my mum said.
But what about my haircut? The barber's waiting for me.
My mum looked at the dinosaurs. Then she looked at my bangs.
The barber always gives you a bloon, doesn't he? A nice bloon?
Uh-huh, I said. I didn't want a bloon. I wanted a barosaur. At the barber shop, I gave my triceratops and my stegosaurus donuts for a snack. They waited outside and watched through the glass. I told them not to talk to strangers. The barber pumped the chair up high. He cut my hair too short, but I didn't mind, because then he patted my head and said,
"Wait right here, sport."
He was gone for a long time. My mum tapped her foot.
"I don't like this," she said. "Where exactly do they keep the balloons?"
Just then, the barber came back with something flying over his head. It wasn't a balloon.
"Mum!"
I yelled. It was a pterosaur.
Danny and Dinosaur liked to have fun. Some days they had lots. Some days they had none. One day they were bored. They had no games to play. Danny said,
"Dinosaur, what should we do today?"
"We could mow the lawn. We could tidy the place. We could do our chores.
Or we could go to space."
"But you mustn't forget to have lunch," said their mummy. "You cannot have fun without food for your tummy." So they packed a packed lunch for the Science Museum, where rockets were kept if you wanted to see them. There were hundreds of rockets and spaceship surprises, tall ones and small ones of all shapes and sizes, and one that was ready to launch with a door big enough for a boy and his pet dinosaur. They ignored all the warnings. They couldn't care less. They pressed all the things they shouldn't have pressed. T-5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition! They started their intergalactic space mission. They flew higher than houses and buildings and cranes, much higher than birds, even higher than planes.
Such speed did they make in their flight that in a few minutes the last fairy darted into the open window of Santa's workshop. Santa's big eyes opened wide as the little wood fairy drew the tiny piece of paper bark from beneath the firefly's blanket and read,
"Two children of a trapper, very poor, living in the spruce grove beside the big crooked lake," giving exact location as fairies can, "overlooked last year."
"Just a minute," said Santa, as he dropped his head in sorrow and big tears rolled down his trembling face. "Now, read on."